This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Good morning, Kevin. This is Conrad from New York. I'm about a week behind on listening to episodes, but I wanted to comment about the, I believe it was the model or actress that you brought up, who was complaining that she couldn't get jobs because she was too good looking and, very nice up top, to put it politely. And you were critical of her, and I had a different take on that story. And maybe we're looking at it from a different angle, but it seems to me in the last 10 to 15 years that in Hollywood and in television, movies, media in general, as the feminist movement has gained momentum and resurged, and also the lesbian mafia has assumed a greater prominence in those fields, that there's been a pulling away from women that traditionally men like you and I and many of your listeners may consider attractive. And attractiveness comes in different shapes and sizes and so forth. But clearly this woman is an actress or a model who would attract the eyes of men, and that would probably annoy those prominent feminists and those lesbians who kind of want to push those women to the back so they can assume a more dominant and more upfront role in media. So as such, if she is a liberal, she is now a victim of an agenda, a conflicting agenda within her political view, and in some ways we shouldn't feel sorry for, but we may have missed that is what is behind this. Anyhow, great show, and I hope you stay with us on the radio. I know that you may get employed by Fox News. I certainly hope so. It would be big for your career, but I'll miss you if you let radio go. Please don't. Thank you. Conrad from New York.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. That was Conrad called in. Conrad, we're saying the same thing, except I think maybe you missed my point that you have this feminist who, by the way, is smoking hot. And she's on the side of feminism, and inside of her own little world, if you will, the cocoon of ignorance, I call it, with leftists, they conspire against her. You get what I'm saying? So it isn't like we're the ones doing it. I appreciate her beauty. I'm sure you do as well. If you looked her up, she's hot, okay? But that's my point. Feminists, who are pretty much ugly, vile women, conspire against their own. Why? They talk about the war on women, and it's outside of the cocoon of ignorance. It's guys like us that are the war on women. We're objectifying them. It's not like we put a gun to their head and say, hey, you will dance on a pole, young lady. I'm applauding this woman for saying, you know what, I know I'm pretty, but I don't want to rely on looks. I dated a girl like that years ago. She's smart as a whip. And I knew she was pretty, and everybody, because she was gorgeous. She looked like Halle Berry, but she was tall and lean. And I told her, I could tell she was bright. I said, I really admire your intellect. And she looked at me like, what did you just say? I said, I admire your intellect, because we were having a deep conversation, and she was very insightful. I said, boy, I said, it's amazing. You know, and I said, now look, I'm not a fool. I know you're beautiful. And I said, but you know what the most intriguing thing about you is that your intellect matches your beauty. And that's amazing to me, because you're smoking hot. You got to get that in. But at that point, she was gone. She was like, wow, this guy noticed my brain before he noticed my beauty. I don't know if that's necessarily the case, but I will tell you, it was her brain that made me go, wow. That's the, you know, that's the biggest, you know, sex organ, as they say, is your brain. Right? Come on, fellas. You can admit it. So, you know, here's this girl, and again, I'm not going to rehash it, but I don't even remember her name. But I told you guys, she got famous in Blurred Lines or something with Robin Thicke's video. And I saw her in the movie Gone Girl, and I remember thinking, wow, that girl is, she's really pretty. And had a nice, you know, upper body. But if she's not getting roles, whose fault is it? Is it our fault? In other words, she wants to be a feminist and fight for feminist rights. Hey, the fight's inside of the cocoon of ignorance. It isn't a fight with us. I want her to be successful. I want her to be successful on her intellect, not her body, if that's what she wishes. You know, the girlfriend I was talking about, she went on to do amazing things. You know, got married, had a baby, and she's running companies and stuff. But there's no question she's beautiful. But let me tell you, she got her start working with me, and because I challenged her to keep, you know, using that intellect. So that's all I'm saying. That these leftist women, these hardcore feminists, she doesn't know where she should be directing her anger. She's like black liberals, oh, dang Republicans, man. And I'm going, what, you mean those people that freed you? Yeah, doggone them. How dare they? You know, the left never knows where to put its anger. They talk about cops are killing people willy-nilly. Okay, well, you might want to blame that black mayor in Baltimore. You might want to blame that Democrat mayor in Detroit. You might want to blame that Democrat mayor in Cleveland. Why are you blaming conservatives? Why are you blaming Republicans? What do they have to do with it? Donald Trump, man, he's violent. Really? I wonder. It must be Donald Trump. He must be like Santa Claus. He gets all over the world in a single day and wreaks havoc in black and Hispanic communities. And occasionally white communities. I don't know what you call Santa Claus that went out on gangster, you know, like on drive-bys and stuff. All right, here, look here. Y'all give me Rudolph. I need 3 of the reindeers, and I need them carrying Gats. I need the Gats. No, fully automatic AK-47s. You know what I'm saying. Let's roll, fellas. I don't picture that as Santa Claus. Anyway, hopefully we've addressed that particular issue. So, lots going on today. I want to get into a little bit of you know, I don't know if we're going to have time. Yeah, we're not going to have a whole lot of time. But anyway, let me tell you what we want to talk about. I want to talk about the global climate farce. I want to talk about the EU. This would be the European Union. And I want to talk about this kid who bought a cookie for a cop and gets in trouble for it. Because you need to see how leftists are, how they behave. They're scurrilous. I'm going to come up with some new words for him to describe him here in a bit. Anyway, I'm glad you're here, folks. We'll be back in a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
CNN has taken a very strong position on global warming that it is a consensus. Well, there is no consensus in science. Science isn't a vote. Science is about facts. And if you get down to the hard, cold facts, there's no question about it. Climate change is not happening. There is no significant man-made global warming now. There hasn't been any in the past, and there's no reason to expect any in the future. There's a whole lot of baloney, and yes, it has become a big political point of the Democratic Party and part of their platform, and I regret it's become political instead of scientific, but the science is on my side.
Hear, hear. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You know what I call global climate change. I call it global climate farce, and there's a reason for that. It's because it is nothing more than a money grab. It is a boondoggle of the highest order. It is leftism leftism got so cocky that it said, you know what? We can sell these fools air. They will buy their air. We don't even have to have an atmosphere like Mars. We will get these morons to pay for air. And you know what? The planet was ready to do it. Because they figured, oh, you know what? They are that stupid. Europe, all these other places, Asia, they're like, oh, hey, you know what? It's free money. The Europeans have already set the stage. All we got to do now is get the Americans to do it. But who will do it? The Americans are pretty smart. They're the people that have that Tea Party Community organization. TeaPartyCommunity.org, by the way. They're the ones who fought for their freedom. If they you know, revolted over tea, what do you think they're going to do over air? I mean, you got to be the dumbest person on the planet to believe that man has such an impact on Earth that we can ruin it. We can kill each other. We can give ourselves diseases. I talked earlier about stearia replacing gonorrhea, and who knows, and all these different infections now that are bacteria resistant. I mean, these resistant bacteria to all the different cures. We can kill each other, but Earth doesn't care if we create a new virus. It doesn't care if we create some new, strain-resistant bacteria, whatever they call it. It doesn't care if our air is dirty. Don't misunderstand me. I want cleaner air. But you know what I'd also like? For my sons, I would love to know that, women are not going to be able to give them STDs that'll make body parts fall off. How about that? If we're going to go after things that can impact people, why not go after things that impact each other? You don't see the world saying, oh, we've got a cure Ebola. We've got a cure, bubonic plague. They just, oh, there's another outbreak of the bubonic plague. If they wanted to put some resources into something, why are you putting it in the air? Most of the places I go, the air is pretty good. Oh, you should see it in L.A., Kevin. You know what? What's worse than L.A.? Go to Beijing. It's worse. Hard to believe, but go outside of Beijing and you know what you don't have? You don't have that dirty air. Go outside of L.A. I know, hard to believe, shocking, the air's clean. Anyway, there was a new peer review study by scientists and statisticians claimed to reveal that nearly all of the warming shown in current temperature data sets from NASA and the Met Office in the U.K. are a result of adjustments made to the data set after temperatures were recorded. So what that means is they fudged the data. In a report that was titled On the Validity of NOAA, NASA and Hadley CRU Global Average Surface Temperature Data and the Validity of the EPA CO2 Endangerment Finding. Yeah, I know. Whew, luckily it was short. Authors James P. Wallace III, Joseph D. DeLeo, and Chris Itzo examined the accuracy of global average surface temperature data. The objective of this research was to test the hypothesis that global average surface temperature, what they call GAST data, produced by these groups, are sufficiently credible estimates of global average temperatures so they could be relied on in looking at the climate modeling and policy analysis as it pertained to climate. They said, many people misunderstood how global temperature is calculated. And as the authors of the study note, GAST data is not simply the raw temperature recordings. Rather, the data is adjusted after it's recorded to account for various problems like contamination by urbanization. Because many temperature recordings come from urban areas where numerous factors affect temperature readings. They need to be adjusted to more accurately reflect the true temperature. Let me put it a different way. You guys know this. It's hotter in the city. It's hotter on the floor, on the concrete jungle of a city than it is 3 miles outside of the city. The temperature will be a 4 to 5 degree difference. But instead of noting that, these guys go, it's hotter. It's getting so much hotter. It's like I told you before. You go outside of the city and look at the air. Go look at the water. You won't even know the city existed. In the evening, you can see stars. It's unbelievable. I know because I grew up in the country. Outside of a little town. The funny thing, even in town, you can see the stars. But you could see them better at my house at the ranch. Because it was pristine. That air was just... Unless it was kicking up dust from something, air was absolutely clear and beautiful. Streams running, and you couldn't ask for better. This has all been an elaborate ruse, folks. They say, as a result, this research sought to validate the current estimates of gas using the best available relevant data. And they say this included the best documented and understood data sets from the U.S. and elsewhere, as well as global data from satellites that provide far more extensive global coverage and are not contaminated by bad siting and urbanization impacts. So that was the deal. The conclusive findings of this research are that the three gas data sets are not a valid representation of reality. And here's the reason why. And I ain't going to finish the rest of the clip. Because everybody talks about, oh, all those scientists, 97% of the scientists said this or that. And the guy from the Weather Channel says essentially this. He says they're paid to. They allocate $2.5 million or whatever annually to study weather. It goes to a handful of scientists. 97% of them. Let's say it's 100. They split that money. So these guys are only going to report what they've been told to report. They're going to use bogus data that's been acquired from urban areas and then say it's getting warmer when they know, in fact, that's not true. It's just the facts. He says if you pay people to say what you want them to say, they'll say it. But he says, and as he said before, the science is on my side. And he's exactly right. The science is absolutely on his side. And what we should be doing is we should be suing the scientists who took this money and lied to us about what this data meant. We should sue them. These people should be run out of science because a scientist should not be able to be bought. A scientist is supposed to deal in truth, in fact, in real data, real observation. But not these guys, because we have leftists, not scientists.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Jackson proudly presents Black Sphere in the Park.
I like big butts, and I cannot lie. Thou other brothers canst deny. When a fair maiden walks in with an itty-bitty waist, and a rotund thing in your face, thou gettest sprung. Want to pull up tough, 'cause you notice that butt was stuffed deep in the jeans she hath weareth. I am hooked, and I can't stop stareth. Oh, baby, I wanna get witcher and paint thou portrait. My brethren hath tried to warn me, but that butt thou hast maketh me so horny.
Totally amazing. Oh my God, it's hard. Oh my God, it's hard.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. It is a crazy world out there, crazy. And sometimes you have to figure out a way to get the world back in, you know, in order, you know, to line it back up. Isn't that true? It's true of life. Sometimes life, you know, you're cruising along and suddenly things get in disarray. You don't even notice it. It could be you start having problems with the kids, you have start having problems in a relationship, you start having problems at the job, whatever, and suddenly you're out of kilter. It used to be called biorhythms. I haven't heard of biorhythms in a long time, but remember the biorhythms? Yeah, so you got to straighten things out. And that's what we did. On November the 8th of 2016, we started lining things back up. Line them up. Line them all up. It's old James Taylor song. But we did. The world had become chaotic. Things that you know to be wrong were suddenly in vogue again. I mean, I don't know, and again, but you know, they were okay. It was acceptable. Crime, good example. Crime was acceptable. It's okay. No worries. The crime is cool. No crime is not cool. You know, you can't. You know, good example. What's happened recently? We've got three men, who were leading worthless lives, and their families are wealthy. Right? Michael Brown's family got $1.5 million. Philando Castile's family got $3 million. And Freddie Gray's family got almost $7 million. Do you know Tamir Rice's mother, the little boy who had the fake pistol, who was shot by police in Cleveland? His mother got $6.5 million. Everybody involved in that case said that woman was the worst mother. She didn't give a crap about this kid. And the city of Cleveland settled her for $6.5 million. Her kid got accidentally shot. Let me tell you, you want to set a dangerous trend? Keep paying people for thugs. Keep paying people for bad behavior. Yeah, we talk about this. We didn't talk about this mayor who wants to pay criminals. We'll get to it. I'll get to it next segment. But here's what I do want to talk about. Black Lives Matter got sued. They got sued by a police officer. The police officer that sued him is a Louisiana police officer that got wounded in the Baton Rouge shooting that left three officers dead. And he claimed that BLM, Black Lives Matter, incited the violence that prompted the attack that got him shot. Now, I don't know who's financing BLM. People say, oh, it's Soros. I don't know, and I don't care, as long as it's not us, the taxpayers. But and it probably is, for the record. It probably is. But here's what I do like. I want them sued into oblivion. I could not have been more happy to find out that a police officer, somebody who was genuinely wronged because of BLM, said enough. Said, I'm going to sue you. But he did something else. He sued D. Ray McKesson, too, and four other leaders from Black Lives Matter as defendants, and seeks at least $75,000 in damages. Now, I wish he gets $10 million. Because think about it. This guy got shot. Let me tell you, what I would like to see is all of the Dallas police officers who were killed, I'd like to see their families sue Black Lives Matter as well. I'd like to see every cop who's been killed in an ambush attack where the person says Black Lives Matter, whatever. If it's associated, I want it done. Just like with Trump, with these leftists, it's the Russians. I want anybody that ever said bleh. I don't care whether they were going to say blue, they were going to say oblivion, whatever. I want them sued under Black Lives Matter. What do you think? I mean, this is a good idea. See, this will stop this nonsense. That's the only thing that stops leftists is when it hits them. And look, the organization, I don't know who's funding that. But when it hurts the individual, when D. Ray McKesson has to go, what? I got to come up with $50,000? You must be crazy. They will stop trying to be front and center. See, that's what happens. Everybody in these types of movements, they get prominence. They gain prominence. How are you going to gain prominence for trying to kill people? Trying to incite, set a narrative that police are bad. By the way, let me go ahead and do a plug here. BleedingBlueMovie.com. You need to check it out. It's our movie. It's about police. We are going to wrap that movie. It now looks like late August, but it will wrap, and that will be that, and we will do a screening. I've already talked to Dinesh and a couple of others. We're going to do a screening in 2 to 3 places max. You want to be a part of that? Help us get it set up? Contact me, kjradio.com. But I look at these stories, and it bugs me. And so, anyway, they're suing them, and it says, Gavin Long, the black gentleman who killed the Baton Rouge police officer and was later killed at the scene, was targeting police and had a history of making violent and incendiary posts online. They knew this guy. The unnamed officer who filed the suit was one of three officers injured in the shooting. Lawsuit comes on the 1-year anniversary of the sniper attack in Dallas. And I hope those other three officers follow suit. I hope they have the guts to follow suit and name themselves. Because that's what we have to have, folks. Now, I'm going to get into this black mayor in a bit, but I want to also talk about this other story, because this one is one of these other follow-ons that it's incredible to me, but Al Sharpton has donated to the family of the slain cop in New York. Now, he owes American taxpayers millions of dollars, but he makes a token gesture to donate to the Familia family. Now, I don't believe Al Sharpton has paid back this $4 million that he's owed to the taxpayers of America. But he did donate this money. The National Action Network contributed $5,000 to assist the three children of assassinated police officer Miosotis Familia. By the way, when I was in France, I'm sitting there. There's a bunch of black folks sitting in the lobby. and you know, all having breakfast, and I don't know who they are. I see one guy, he's bejeweled. I mean, it's unbelievable. And then there's an older black lady or whatever. So she ends up sitting at the coffee bar, and I passed by her, and I was getting coffee, and it turns out she spoke fluent French, so we were talking in French. And she asked me, you know, what are you doing here? And I said, I'm here with an event. And she said, and I told her it was the Iranian resistance. And she says to me, oh, I thought you were here with us. And I was like, well, who is us? And she says, well, let me get you my card. She gives me her card. She's part of Al Sharpton's National Action Network. And they're in France. And it was a group of pastors. I overheard the conversation. And I don't know what they were doing in France. I really can't figure it out. And I didn't see Sharpton, but wouldn't surprise me if he was there. But they had nothing to do with our event. But just there was an aside. I just thought I'd tell you that. But anyway, so Sharpton donates $5,000, the National Action Network, $5,000 to the Familia family. And here's what he says. Just like we stand with the victims of police brutality, we must stand with the police and their families when they are wrongly murdered. Now, he has never done this. Never. And suddenly, he cares about cops? Really? So Sharpton noted that Familia, who's 48, left behind a 20-year-old daughter and 12-year-old boys, a boy and a girl, and the oldest kid is in college. Now, I want the cops involved with this to sue Al Sharpton. We found video of Sharpton talking about you got to kill the pigs or something like that. He is not pro-cop. And this is one of these token moves where he wants people, you know, there's been a change in regime. And he wants people to forget what he said about killing these police officers. He said, offing the pigs. And he says, and he goes on to, you know, to try to pretend that he cares about these folks. All he cares about is the fact that there's been a change in regime and he can no longer get away with the nonsense that he did with Barack Obama. And to that I say, what a difference a president makes.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Did you know that your children are the most vulnerable to identity theft? It's no surprise with all the mobile phones, social media platforms that your children will eventually be a victim to one of the most significant crimes of the 21st century, identity theft. Don't let that happen. Cover your whole family, your spouse, your children, and your parents right now by calling Liberty ID. LibertyID.com is where you go for a significant discount just by using GCN at checkout, or you can call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it's inescapable for people to bring those experiences to bear. The African American community is also knowledgeable that there is a history of racial disparities in the application of our criminal laws. Everything from the death penalty to enforcement of our drug laws. And that ends up having an impact in terms of how people interpret the case. Now, this isn't to say that the African-American community is naive about the fact that African-American young men are disproportionately involved in the criminal justice system, that they're disproportionately both victims and perpetrators of violence. It's not to make excuses for that fact, although black folks do interpret the reasons for that in a historical context.
I propose that we make new efforts to control and prevent crime and delinquency.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Not a criminal, just a regular old hard-working dude. Wants to play it by the rules, do it by the book. The way I raise my kids, not criminals either. Not to say, you know, you don't do the occasional thing. You know, you speed or, you know, when I was a kid, I shoplifted. I hate to say that, but it was terrible. Wish I could go back and pay all that stuff off, because I should. But anyway, you know, you did stupid things, but as a rule, I'm not a criminal, and I certainly don't condone it, and I've raised my sons very differently. I mean, I shoplifted just for shiggles. It was almost like, could I get away with it? But never should have done it. And knew it was wrong at the time, but did it. But I'm not a criminal, per se. You know, I mean, I did a criminal act then, certainly did. I'll admit that. Many of you probably did as well. Took something, didn't pay for something, knew the price was wrong, but didn't tell somebody. I don't know. It's all stealing, right? But we're good people. We understand right from wrong, and we also know, you know what, there was nothing good about that, so I'm going to make sure my kids don't do that. My kids, as far as I know, have never done anything like that. I'll ask them, but I don't think they have. If they did, they didn't get caught, that's for sure. But the criminality that exists nowadays, and I'm not talking petty stuff, I'm talking about in big stuff, is crazy to me. And the way that people want to deal with it, like Barack Obama, he's you know, trying to be on both sides of an issue. He wants to give young black teens a pass by saying, look at how they're treated in the criminal justice system. Oh, but by the way, they are disproportionately involved because there are lots of factors, and all those factors point back to liberalism. Then I played the clip of LBJ, who says, we've got to stop crime whatever else, and, you know, delinquency. Did he do it? Mr. You know, great society, how did that work out? Are blacks not delinquents? Is there less crime or more crime post-LBJ and the New Deal? You got your answer. You know the answer. And now we have leftist mayors who we've done a story like this before because it happened in California. This one's also in California, but the one that was before in California was out of... Honestly, I can't remember where now. But it was another stupid California city. And its incentive, and what I'm about to tell you, is the wrong thing to be putting out there. But in Stockton, California, they documented 4 homicides between Monday and Wednesday night. Total number of killings in the city is more than 24 this year. And for a city their size, it's essentially on par with Iraq. Not quite Chicago. So the mayor of Stockton offers an interesting and, in his opinion, innovative solution. Michael Tubbs condemned the violence in his city over the weekend, and he's considered a couple of ways to combat crime, one that pays people not to commit crimes. Now, you heard us do this story before. It was crazy then, and it's crazy now. All life is sacred, and every one homicide is too many. Even one homicide is too many. Overall, crime continues to trend downward, but we must remain vigilant, Tubbs said. Great talking point. Let's pay to get people, you know, to stop killing each other. Tubbs is the youngest city mayor, and based on that comment, it shows. He's 26 years old. He's still wet behind the ears. He's also America's youngest mayor. And aside from being Stockton's youngest mayor and America's youngest mayor, he's also the blackest mayor of the city because he's the first black mayor of Stockton, California. Now, I want you to consider for a second. A city with Stockton, California, and go do the demographics yourself. Dangerous place to live. Heavy Latino black population, obviously some whites. And lots of problems. They got problems with money. They got problems with crime. They got problems with the education system. They got all the problems of the bigger cities around them. And a city with their kind of problems elects a young leftist mayor to turn itself around. A leftist. Stockton's roughly 300,000 people. That's who Michael Tubbs is overseeing. It's a village with big city problems. High unemployment, too. And it's got a growing homeless population that I need to probably add to everything else I said earlier. And Tubbs' brilliant solution to all of this is to pay criminals. And why not? Sacramento allocated $300,000, I talked about this, to protect illegals in their, quote, sanctuary city. They became the latest city to go above and beyond, we wrote about this at the time, sanctuary policies. They approved taxpayer dollars to support the legal defense of illegal immigrants facing deportation. And get this, the city council voted unanimously. They're going to take $300,000 from the general fund to provide urgent legal and support services to the Sacramento families facing the immediate threat of separation due to deportation. Doesn't even matter who you are. You could be a gangbanger who killed a family of 14. And if you go, but my daughter, you're trying to separate me from my daughter, then Stockton's going to take care of you. I mean, Sacramento's going to take care of you. The plan was backed by the mayor. Everybody's on board. It's just unbelievable. Earlier in the week, officials in Michigan's West Washtenaw County gave initial approval to pay such legal bills with taxpayer funds as well. Proposals to directly or indirectly pay for legal assistance to illegal immigrants have also gained approval in Providence, Rhode Island, Austin, Texas, San Francisco, California, and Newark, New Jersey. You've just been given the hotbeds of leftism, epicenters every single one of them. In the New York City of Ithaca, small city, politicians are gearing up to spend emergency funds to help illegal immigrants taken into custody by immigration and customs enforcement agents, and this is according to the Ithaca Voice. What about this irony? $100,000 an illegal recently received when he sued City of San Francisco based on their sanctuary city policies. Couldn't believe that. An illegal sued San Francisco for violating its own law. He's illegal to be here. The construction worker said he went to the police in December of 2015 after getting a call from authorities that his car had been stolen, that his stolen car rather had been found, and instead of helping him, they detained him and called immigration authorities. So San Francisco violated its law to protect illegals. This is a guy who's taking a construction job away from somebody who wants that job. They tell you they don't want them, but they believe me, somebody wanted that job. What happened to me was very unfair. It was an injustice. I went to seek help. You can't have stuff in the United States if you're here illegally. Oh, but Kevin, I'm taking advantage of them. No, it isn't. I wouldn't buy anything if I was, I mean, I would never do it, but if I were illegal in the country, I wouldn't buy anything. I would, the only way I'm going to do anything is above the radar. So I have to be legal. I'm not hiding out. Why shouldn't citizens get in on the action of this? You know, I believe that when citizens start to sue back, kind of like that cop that sued D-Ray McKesson, when citizens of these jurisdictions start to sue and say, I'm suing you for giving my money to somebody who never should have been here in the first place, maybe we rectify this. I talked about the folks, these payouts. Ferguson forking over a cool $1.5 million. And Castillo's family, $3 million. Freddie Gray, almost $7 million. Tamar Rice, we talked about it earlier, his mother got $6.5 million, and I heard she's a terrible mom. And folks, these aren't the only payouts. These are just the most notable payouts. So when you're looking at this problem, you got to be asking yourself, you know, when do we stop the nonsense? I don't have an answer for you. I just think that we've got to be looking at this pragmatically and ask ourselves, how do we get people to see the craziness of these ideas?
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.